Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're joined by the head coach of Clarion Goldfield Dawes football, Caleb Vogel, as the Cowboys concluded their season on Friday night in the Class 1A postseason, falling to number 2 in Class 1A Grundy Center by a final score of 42-7 on the road. And Coach, your initial thoughts on that matchup, a rematch with the Spartans, this time in playoff action.
Yeah, you know, first of all, you know, win or lose, I just got to give the glory to God for giving us that opportunity to play such a great game of football. And, you know, we play for his team, and we're victorious in his eyes. But that game was tough. It was a hard-nosed football game. I mean, it was physical, and you could see that from the start, you know, and that's what we wanted from, you know, our team. You know, all year long, is just be physical and just get after guys and just have fun doing it. You know, Grundy's a good team. 12's a dude, you know, and it was, he had some huge runs on us last night. But the great thing about, you know, us is we had got a 3-and-out right away to start off the game. And we went down to drove the field, and we so happened to kind of shoot ourselves in the foot by having a penalty. But, I mean, we were doing things against these guys, and the good thing about that is, I mean, our team needs to understand how great they are, and I think they do, because we can hang with those type of teams. And as we go forward, you know, we need to be thinking that, hey, these number one caliber teams, we are right there with them. And, you know, we set the bar high last night. We're going to continue to keep doing that. But, man almighty, we had a ton of kids last night that, you know, just played their hearts out for the last time, and they're gonna be missed. But last night was just it was tough to lose. You never want to lose and go home and be done for the year. But it was a great physical game, and I was super happy how the boys played.
What do you would say were the positive takeaways from both sides of the football, and some of the players that helped create those positives moving forward from this game?
They never quit. They never gave up. And that's what we want to. That's a big thing all year is don't ever give up. Don't ever quit. Because you never know what's going to happen. And they just played till the whistle, you know, from start to finish. And, you know, we had guys, young guys stepping up in roles that didn't play there a ton, you know, throughout the year. So seeing that happen, you know, and Salvin Gonzalez, I will say, I'll call him out because he got hurt in the first half, didn't play a ton, you know, in the second quarter, but he decided he wanted to play at the end or into the second half. And, you know, he just runs his little heart out, and, you know, that's a team that's going to be missed. And it was just amazing to see what they did, you know. But overall, physicality, getting after it, you know, both sides of the ball is what we want.
Final huddles can be by far one of the toughest moments of a season. With what you would like to share, what you told the team on Friday night following your final game of this season.
Yeah, I know it's kind of a little bit of a bittersweet moment, you know, a little loss for words. Because at times like this, you never want to hang up your whistle. You never want kids to hang up their cleats. They want to keep going just because of the hard work they put in, you know, all year long. But the main message was to them was so darn proud of you guys for what you guys did this year, accomplished this year. There's a lot of great things that you did. Because we're a great football team, we're going to continue to do great things. But the standard now has been set going into next year. And now we need to continue to rise the bar, continue to get better, continue to push ourselves, believe in ourselves, have faith in one another, have faith in God, you know, and just have fun playing this great game of football. And I just was so darn proud of every single one of them for doing that.
More with the head coach of Clarion Goldfield Dawes football, Caleb Vogel, right after this on the Coach's Corner. And welcome back to the Coach's Corner, where we're once again joined by the head coach of Clarion Goldfield Dawes football, Caleb Vogel, as the Cowboys had their most wins since 2014, finishing 6-4 overall here this year. They also achieved history with the first playoff win as Clarion Goldfield Dows with all three communities together last week. And Coach, two great feats for that for this team here this year. How you hope your team builds on that as you move forward from this point?
Yeah, you know, those are good accomplishments for sure. You know, and a lot of that is going to be done without the tremendous coaches that I have. The staff I have is excellent this year. And you know, then it goes, you know, to the kids. Our athletes are incredible. We have a great group of kids. You know, they work hard all the time, on and off the field, and all the sports that they're in. You know, they're polite in the classroom. They get after it in the classroom. You know, they're just very, very coachable kids. And especially some of them seniors are just tremendous, and they're going to be missed big time. And what was accomplished this year is just only a small piece of what's to come, and I'm just super excited for the future with these guys.
The lasting impact of this year's group of Cowboy seniors.
Yeah, you know, Colton Hefty, I'll start with Colton Hefty. You know, he came in, he filled the role of playing quarterback once JD got hurt, and it took him a little bit to get used to playing that position because he hasn't really played it since, you know, his freshman year. But, man, he stepped it up, and he took on that position and did an excellent job. You know, and you got guys like Selvin Gonzalez who has been a workhorse for us for the last 3 years and just continues to be that type of player. He's going to be missed. He just runs so hard, and, oh, gosh, I just – I feel bad, you know, he got hurt last night, but, man, he's going to be somebody that we're going to be having to replace. It's going to be tough. And then we bring in Joel, who was a workhorse for this year, who did an excellent job. God has given him so much talent, and this whole team so much talent. But Joel moving into a different country, not knowing a ton of football. He knew some football, but the schematics of it was different, and, man, he was excellent for us. Dawson moved in to our school, did an excellent job for us, playing middle linebacker for us. We had guys in like Henry and Anir and Hyro and Ryan Hartwig. All them guys played an excellent role this year for us, and so those seniors will be missed, and we I cannot thank them enough for what they did for us in this program. And our young classmen see that, and they can just carry this torch on that they left. And hopefully them seniors know the impact that they made in this program.
What the offseason looks like for this Cowboys team as you look to build on what you accomplished here this year with a lot of multi-sport athletes that will be balancing many things over the next calendar year.
Yeah, you know, these kids are, yeah, multi-sport athletes, you know, and that's huge. You know, I know that they just are in a team sport, and they're continuing to better their teamwork ability, their leadership ability. But, yeah, they're going to go wrestle. They're going to play football or, play basketball, you know, and they're going to go do their things. They're going to succeed in those sports and then continue to move on. Those guys that are not playing a sport, you know, I'll get them into the weight room and we'll lift at least 3 times a week. We'll get bigger, faster, and stronger there. You know, but for these guys that are in the next winter sport, I just wish them success, and I can't wait to watch them perform in those sports and already start piecing things together for June 1st to come around.
Well, Coach, this is our final Coach's Corner of this fall. A big thanks to you for your time here on these Saturday mornings and also for your time during midweek doing pregame interviews and just giving of your time to let us know the progression of this Cowboys team. A big thanks to you for joining us here all season long. It's been great to hear what this Cowboys team has done.
Yeah, you know, it's and I thank you. You know, you do a lot of stuff for all the teams that you do interviews with, and It's been a pleasure to work with you, and I appreciate you, Josh, and all that you do. And I look forward to next season with you.
Well, Coach, best of luck to you and the Cowboys as you enter this offseason.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Once again, a big thanks to the head coach of Clarion Goldfield Dawes football, Caleb Vogel, for joining us all fall long here on the Coach's Corner. More is next.